Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tom Umflett. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Parnell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mel Parnell. And now, play ball. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is bouncing around. Pearsall is chasing the ball. Avila rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter takes first base on ball four. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Easter moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goodman moves to second. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a fly ball into left field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive towards the mound. Lemon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Umflett moves to second. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon bunts towards first. Easter scoops it up and throws to first, with Avila covering, for the out. Umflett moves to third. Pearsall moves to second. One out. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Umflett scores. Pearsall scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Evers for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Easter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Avila moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards second. Goodman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell is hit by the pitch. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kell moves to second. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Umflett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Westlake. Umflett reaches second base with a double. Kell scores. White moves to third. It's 3-1. Red Sox. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-0 in the game. Lepon strikes out. Two outs. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Parnell hits a fly ball into left field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doby for the out. One out. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 1 in the game. Westlake strikes out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing center field. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goodman strikes out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. White moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to third for the out. Umflett moves to second. One out. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lepon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to second for the out. Umflett moves to third. Two outs. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Parnell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Umflett scores. Lepon moves to second. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePond scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Easter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-2 in the game. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Evers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gurnett moves to third. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-2 in the game. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Strickland moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Strickland moves to third. Hegan moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Umflett hits a fly ball into center field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hirsel takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Lipon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pearsall. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Pearsall steals second. Johnny Lipon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lipon strikes out. Two outs. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 3 in the game. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson pinch hits for George Strickland. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson takes first base on ball 4. Joe Tipton pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.